The Northeast is still in the grip of one of the coldest winters in recent years, and frigid temperatures are driving up the demand for heating oil. Crude oil prices are approaching $40 a barrel. While most schools and businesses locked in their oil prices last summer, many homeowners did not. So they're having trouble keeping their oil tanks full. Charlotte Renner of Maine Public Radio reports.
According to the National Weather Service, this is the coldest heating season in the Northeast in a decade. In January and February, it took 10% more fuel to heat a typical home than it did last year, and the cost of heating oil is up by about 57 cents a gallon. Alice and Paul Guimont, both in their 80s, have lived for 35 years in a trim Cape Cod house on a quiet Portland street. They raised 5 children here, and they've always scraped up the money to pay their oil bills. Not this year, Alice says.
I have never lived through such a drastic cold winter in my entire life and so continuous. This has been unreal.
Because their income is less than $17,900 a year, the Guimonts qualified for about $400 worth of heating assistance from the federal Low-Income Household Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP. 30,000 households in Maine have received similar help so far, and 10,000 more applications are still pending. The Guimonts wrote the program a thank you note for paying about half of their fuel costs, but they don't know how they will pay for the next tank full. Sue Bonnier, a spokeswoman for the social service agency that administers LIHEAP funds in Portland, says some of her clients are even worse off.
At one point in the winter, we were hearing almost on a daily basis of people who are making choices between prescription medicines and filling their tanks with oil, or adults who are choosing to skip a meal to save the money on that meal and put it toward single gallons of kerosene.
While homeowners shivering through this winter may pin the blame for high prices on their local oil dealers, retailers say they're caught in a squeeze too. Bob Moore is senior vice president at Dead River Oil Company in southern Maine. He says his suppliers have let inventories drop over the past 2 warm winters because it can be financially risky for them to stockpile oil. Now, Moore says, they're paying a premium price and working against the clock to meet demand.
There is obviously an ongoing effort for them to supply it, but, at the end of the day, the folks who have oil in the ground, like the Norways, the Saudi Arabians, the Middle East, whoever has large supplies are making a lot of money right now.
Several northeastern states recently made a second request to the Bush administration to release oil from the Northeast Energy Reserve, which was set aside for a crisis situation. So far, the Department of Energy has not been willing to comply. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Renner in Portland, Maine.
Oil prices are at their highest level since September 1990, 2 months after Iraq invaded Kuwait. If prices rise much higher, many analysts believe the federal government may release oil from its strategic reserves. Independent economist Phil Verliger says there are 2 main reasons why prices are so steep.
One, the disruption of the Venezuelan production left inventories low. And 2, buyers of crude oil, refiners, are scared to death to buy oil in advance of the coming war. There is a fear that the U.S. government and other countries will release strategic stocks and effectively have a Christmas sale on oil. Prices will drop $10 a barrel and leave the refiners with huge financial losses. And for that reason, companies essentially either don't buy oil, or when they buy oil, they pay a premium of about 10 cents a gallon to ensure against a fall in the price of oil when those stocks are released.
I'm confused. They don't want to buy oil? I would think if they anticipate a need for oil, they would want to have some in stock.
Everyone thinks that way, and that is historically correct. But companies have about 250 million barrels, and the U.S. government's sitting on 600 million barrels. And if the U.S. government should release some of that oil, the value of the company inventories would fall in half. They just can't afford the risk.
Yeah. What effect is the price situation having on the economy?
Some of the economic studies that have been done suggest that every time we get a large increase in the price of oil on the magnitude we've had now, we see a recession 15 to 18 months later. The studies I've done show that the economic forecasts for growth next year need to be marked down by about 2 percentage points or 3 percentage points, which takes us precariously close to a recession. The high oil price is having a significant effect on the economy and a significant effect on consumer budgets.
Is Venezuela the chief reason why oil supplies are so low? Is there something else going on?
Venezuela is one reason, but as the U.S. Senate committee pointed out Wednesday, the U.S. government was filling the Strategic Petroleum Reserve last year as prices were rising. And by my estimate, had the U.S. government not filled the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve or returned the 20 million barrels they'd put in back to the market, prices right now would be around $28 a barrel instead of $38 a barrel, and gasoline prices might be 25 to 35 cents lower.
We think OPEC would do in the event of war.
Well, OPEC has said that it will increase production, and OPEC has said it wants to be able to supply the world before strategic reserves are used.
So OPEC would increase oil production when one of its members is under attack?
My guess is all the OPEC countries would increase production, in part because it's in their interest to keep prices in the mid-20s and not have them in the high 30s. If they're in the high 30s or higher, they face a recession in the West, in the United States certainly, probably the rest of the world, and a loss in demand and loss in revenue in 2004, 2005.
So it's just business.
It's just business. It has always been just business, and it ain't going to change.
Phil Berliger is an independent economist in California.